Take your Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 26. Before we observe the Lord's Supper tonight, I would like to focus your attention just for a few moments on the mercy of God. Dr. James Dobson reported seeing a sign on a convent in Southern California that said this: absolutely no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And it was signed, the Sisters of Mercy. Aren't you glad that God doesn't deal with us according to the full extent of the law? Keep your finger there and turn to Psalm 103. This is a familiar passage, but it is a passage of Scripture that I dearly love. Psalm 103, verses 10 and 11. Say this: He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. What a great truth. What a great passage. And I'm so glad that God does not deal with us according to our sins. If that were so, none of us would be here today. Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 through 35, we find the institution of the Lord's Supper. And we'll begin reading at verse 20. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me three times. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. In verse 28, we read this: For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission or for the forgiveness of sins. And included in that many was one disciple who would betray him, Judas Iscariot. It's amazing to me that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross to provide forgiveness of sins for the very one who would betray him and send him there. And you know, I'm always amazed at the story of the washing of the disciples' feet, because that's included, not in Matthew, but that's included in the Last Supper. And Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, including Judas Iscariot. He washed the feet of the disciple that he knew full well would betray him. And you know, it's easy for us. And after he did that, he told his disciples, I've done this as an example, that you should wash one another's feet, that you should serve one another. And it's easy for us to serve those that we like. It's easy for us to serve those that we love. But it's nigh impossible for us to serve those that are our enemies, isn't it? Those that we don't like. In the flesh, it is impossible. In the flesh, we can't do that. But Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount that we are to love our enemies. We're to show the love of God even to those who would consider themselves our enemies. And so I'm always struck by that story that Jesus, knowing full well that this man was going to betray him, washed his feet. He served him. And then he said, "You go and you do likewise." Included, by the way, is that not mercy? Included in that many was one disciple who would deny him. Under pressure, Peter would deny that he even knew who Jesus was. Have you ever felt that pressure before? Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you face the temptation to deny your Lord Jesus Christ? I think we've all felt the pressure of that temptation. And in that moment, Peter denied his Lord, not once, but three times. And yet, Jesus shed his blood to forgive the sin of denial. Is that not mercy? Included in that many were all the disciples who would stumble because of him. They would be ashamed to claim him as their teacher, to acknowledge themselves as his disciples. They would be guilty of the sin of forsaking him and denying him, not necessarily with their words, but with their conduct. And do we not all find ourselves in that same situation? By the way, included in the many are all of us. And we find that we are really no better. We are part of that many. The many that Jesus died and shed his blood for the remission, for the forgiveness of our sins. What mercy. Verse 30 tells us that, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." It was a tradition that Psalms 113 through 118 were sung or chanted by the Jewish people in celebration of Passover. And probably the hymn that Jesus and his disciples sang, the psalm that they sang, was Psalm 118. And it has a great deal to say about God's mercy. So if you turn to Psalm 118, we're going to look at just the first four verses. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever." God's mercy endures forever. Aren't you thankful for the mercy of God? Aren't you thankful for his mercy that, number one, endures? The mercy that endures. God's mercy is not used up. It does not come to an end. It continues. It lasts. His mercy endures. His mercy doesn't endure for an hour or a day or a week or a month. His mercy doesn't endure for 10,000 years. His mercy endures forever. It never comes to an end. Aren't you glad for God's mercy? His mercy endures fresh. It'd be one thing if God's mercy endured just barely. It would be one thing if God's mercy endured partially, or if God's mercy endured even mostly. But God's mercy endures fresh. It is new every morning. Lamentations says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." It's brand new. It's completely full every day. And I'm so glad for that, because you know what? I need an awful lot of God's mercy every single day. And I use an awful lot of God's mercy every single day. And so do you. We all do. The mercy of God. It endures. It endures forever, and it endures fresh. The purpose of the Lord's Supper is to cause us to remember. As we participate in the Lord's Supper this evening, we should remember that his body was bruised for us, that he suffered. Usually I end up sitting next to my son Mitchell during the Lord's Supper. And after we take our bread from the plate, I always remind Mitchell, and I know he probably gets tired of hearing this, I always remind Mitchell, make sure that you thank the Lord. You use this time while we're waiting. Thank the Lord for his body that he gave to be broken for you. He suffered for us. We're to remember that. As we participate in the Lord's Supper, we should remember that his blood was shed for us. And when we take the cup, I say, Mitchell, take this time to thank the Lord for his blood that he shed for us. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission. There can be no forgiveness of sins. He died for us. As we participate in the Lord's Supper, we should remember that he's coming again. He lives. We're to do this until he comes. So we don't worship, we don't serve, we don't remember a dead Savior. We remember, we serve a Savior who is alive and a Savior who is coming again, just as he promised. And I hope as we participate in the Lord's Supper this evening, that we will also remember that our God is merciful, that he is a merciful God. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 31 says, "Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God." What a gracious and merciful God we love and we serve. Let's remember that tonight as we participate in the Lord's Supper.